Going On, where we dwell on all things thriving and surviving in this homemaker life. I'm Brittany.
And I'm Amanda.
And today I think we're just going to play a little bit of catch up. Well, at least I need a little bit of a break.
Same. It's been a long week.
Yes.
Not in a bad way, just long.
I'm trying to decide if today I feel defeated or energized, because it was a tough mom day.
Yeah, I feel the same, especially coming off of a weekend where we were gone. It was so nice to get away, but now that we're back, it's like, I don't know, those everyday tasks are kind of getting daunting.
Yes, and that's what I today just felt like. I had so many tasks to do for the blog. We have a collaboration coming up tomorrow, and there's just been a lot of things going back and forth with that. And then me trying to do that while Jack's awake doesn't really work, because he gets really upset when I'm on the computer while he's awake, really upset. So I can pretty much only do it while he's napping, but I try to help him on my phone when I can and whatnot. But there's that. And then Josh has been flying nights, so I was basically a solo parent today. Shout out to single parents. I can't even. Y'all are the real MVPs.
For real.
And just on top of it, Jack was in not the happiest mood today. There was a lot of screaming, even though we played outside. We walked outside with him walking. We took 3 walks in the stroller. We took a bath. We did the dishes and plated the sink. I mean, I pulled out all the stops, but it did not matter.
Sounds like it. I want to go on 3 walks. That sounds wonderful. We did that while we were down south, but I just can't get myself to get dressed for 3 different walks in a day.
Yeah, it is the beauty of living in the South. However, I'll be back down to 2 in the summer when you could do 3, because in the middle of the day, we'll probably die if we go outside.
True. True. Although we were outside. Okay, we didn't go outside at all today. But when we got home yesterday, I noticed my tulips are popping up, and they're like probably 3 or 4 inches high already.
Can we talk about tulips for a second?
Yes.
What do I need to do with tulips? So I bought a container of tulips, like a pot, and they were really beautiful for a while. I don't know if I just didn't water them quite enough. I don't know. Or if it's just got too hot already. So now like they're kind of going away. Like the leaves are falling off petals.
Yeah.
Are they just done now completely, or do the petals come back if I deadheaded them?
No, I think they're done.
Isn't that a bummer? It was like 2 weeks.
It is a bummer. However, what you'll do now is you'll let them die and let them fully die in that pot. Like so that the bulbs get all of the nutrients.
Okay.
And then you'll take out the bulb and then you'll plant the bulb. Can you plant stuff where you're at?
I don't have any beds to plant in, but I have my raised garden bed in the back. And would it be weird to plant them in that? Because they're not going to come up till next year. So can you plant those even though you plant other flowers in the same bed?
Yeah, as long as when you plant the other flowers.
I already planted the other flowers, but
oh, okay. Well, tulips have to go down pretty deep into the ground.
But I did plant the other flowers in rows, so maybe I'll just go between the rows with the tulips.
There you go. Yeah, do that, and then they'll come up next spring. But you had to wait till the fall. At least here you do. I don't know about in Alabama.
It's so confusing here.
You can plant tulips in the fall or early spring.
So I just leave the bulbs chilling somewhere?
Yeah. Yep.
Just put them in my garage or something?
Yeah. Hmm. Yep. Yeah. Put them in a paper bag and save them for fall.
I think it got too hot here and I should have watered them twice a day. But I didn't water them twice a day.
How hot is it there already?
It's getting like 75 in the afternoons, then there's just like full sun on them in the front.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't know if that's too hot for tulips. I don't know.
I don't know either. The one year, so like I really like tulips in the spring because they're like one of the first to come up besides daffodils. And to me, they're way prettier than daffodils. So the one year I planted like 100 tulips in our front And they were so pretty. And then the next year, the deer got them. And then the year after that, the deer got them again. So I'll be really sad if the deer get them again this year. They say that you can put like hair out by the tulips. So like hair from my hairbrush. Mm-hmm. And the deer will smell like human scent and not go by it.
Interesting.
So that's like the natural way to do it. They also make a deer repellent.
I've seen people do dog hair in the rose bushes, but I didn't know if that was for repelling things or if that was for that same reason.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
But I saw like it was like a crazy old lady that did it, and she, I think, overdid it, and her rose bushes were just dog hair.
Ew. Gross.
But yeah, so I'm trying to do this garden thing, but there is somebody that has another raised garden bed in the back here, and their tulips came up like they had planted them.
Oh, perfect.
Prior. So their tulips are all up right now. So I knew it was like the right time to buy the tulips. I also bought Gerber daisies, which isn't really normally my style, but they looked so springy and Eastery that I bought them. But those are still doing just fine.
Well, that's good.
I can't believe I killed the tulips already.
Yeah, that's a shame. But at least they're a flower that you can plant and get more beauty from them in just a few months.
Yes. That's what Josh was so impressed, because like the whole thing was $14.99. And he's like, I always buy you all these flowers that last like a week, and these are prettier. I'm just going to buy you these things from now on. I'm like, that's fine. I'll take plants.
Yep. That's what we get my mom every year. Like we normally get her flowers on Easter, and then obviously flowers on Mother's Day too. But the Easter flowers that we get her, we always do like a hyacinth, I think is the right how to pronounce it, and or tulips or something with a bulb, so that she can plant them the following year. So she has a lot of those around her house, which is really fun, especially the spring flowers.
Yeah, and that's what I have mine right outside my kitchen window, so I can see them from the inside. So it's like they're inside anyway. So if he was to buy me more of those, totally fine. And way cheaper.
Oh yeah, definitely. And you get more out of it. The other day I was staring, because the tulips were like just popping through the mulch. Mm-hmm. So I was staring out our big window in the front of our house, and Vic was like, "What are you doing?" And I was like, "Just looking at my tulips."
Looking at my little baby. So how do you water them then when they come up?
No.
Yeah, so that's I didn't understand with the container, but I didn't overwater them, that's for sure. I think I watered them, it said every other day, and that's what I was doing, but then I noticed it was pretty dry, so I watered them every day. But I don't know.
I'm just not sure that they last that long.
Probably not here either. It's just really, we're not a spring flower kind of place.
Yeah. So I think it's, I don't necessarily think that it's anything that you did. I think that it's just tulips.
But I do have some little babies coming up in my raised bed in the back, so I'm so excited. I think
that's really exciting.
We're like a week and a half since I planted anything, and I thought for sure nothing was coming up. I was like, nothing is going to come up, but all the cut flowers are all not all coming up, but a bunch of those started coming up, and then cucumbers. But awesome. Nothing else. I didn't even think that it was going to be the right, I thought I was planting cucumbers a little bit early and then they were going to not do well, but that's the only thing that's coming up so far.
That's really exciting still.
Yeah. I looked into the herbs too, and it said that herbs actually take the longest. So it's okay that they're not coming up yet, because they might
take good
2 or 3 weeks actually.
I've never planted herbs from seed. I've only bought the already grown, and then they multiply, which is nice.
I've never planted anything from seed except for, I have a little indoor aero garden thing that you put the little seeds in the pod, and it's a hydroponic thing and has a light. That is the only thing I've ever done with seed my whole life. So
are you going to be transferring those, or did you already transfer them?
So everything else I direct sowed into the bed outside, but my tomatoes and peppers I did inside, but I have that light from that hydroponic thing on them just because they're not getting enough light inside. And I overwatered them one time, and because we're in Alabama, it's really humid, and all of the peppers mildewed and didn't come up.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, so no peppers, and my tomatoes are all there, but they're looking yellow, which I know is not a good sign. So they're either all going to die or I don't know what's going on. I can't figure it out. I think that they just hate being in the bathroom they're in, but I have literally nowhere else to put them.
Yeah, I don't know how that works, but it's a fun learning experience.
Yes, I figure worst case scenario with tomatoes and peppers, you could get those pretty much anywhere. So if those don't all come up this year, I will just buy a couple plants and get them started that way.
Yeah, but that's fair.
Yeah, it's just a bummer. I really wanted that to work out. I have no idea why the ones all mildewed and died. Like, I really didn't think that I was overwatering them. I was just doing what it said. And I have a ton of houseplants and somehow I managed to keep them all alive. Like, I don't feel like I have a black thumb, but apparently with peppers, I do.
Oh, that's a shame. Yeah, I only buy the really easy to take care of houseplants.
But most I love of mine them. Are pretty easy to take care of.
Yeah.
I haven't watered them in a while. I need to water my houseplants tomorrow.
I watered them when we got home yesterday because, you know, the peace lilies, how they sag. They're like they so, get sad so sad when they need so water. Fast. It was calling my name, crying for me. So I knew that it was time to water.
Yes. The reason why I've been slow to water, which is totally dumb, I could just water using the sink, right? But I have the rain barrel outside. So I'm always adamant about using the rain barrel water because also like it has more nutrients, whatever. There's something totally clogged in it. So I've been trying to slowly empty it all out. Like it trickles out. So whenever Jack and I are just playing out there, I just let it fill up the watering can. But it literally takes like 20 minutes to fill up the water.
Oh, no.
But I'm trying to empty it out because I don't want to just like tip the thing over and spill it all out.
Right.
And have to figure out what's in there.
Yeah.
But it's, yeah. So every time I go to water, even in the back, then I'm using that and it's taking me longer. I should really just use the sink and the hose for now. But I'm being stubborn about it.
How much water is left in the rain barrel?
I don't know. Probably a foot. Hi.
Oh, okay. So you got a little ways to go.
Yeah. But also the spout is higher than the, well, like much higher than the bottom of the barrel.
Oh, so you're going to have to tip it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I don't want to stick my hand in there.
While we're on this subject, my parents are for sure getting chickens.
Hooray.
And my dad is going to be building a coop soon.
Did and they order chickens?
No, they're not ordering them. They're going to go buy them. I think my dad said that Hartville has them.
Okay. Because I heard that a lot of people are selling out of them this year. Like, it's hard to find chickens. So they need to get ahead
of it. I'll
have
to let them know this.
Yes.
Okay. But we learned an interesting fact. My mom was... actually my brother checked out some books from the library.
what
all about chickens and okay. What they need and what they like and all these things. So my mom read an interesting fact, and it is that you can tell what color eggs the chicken is going to lay based on their ear lobe.
Interesting. I did not know
did
that.
You know that did you know that chickens had earlobes?
No. I watched a lot of YouTube videos on chickens, and I don't think I knew that.
Yeah, so I thought that was pretty interesting.
The library, man, you can learn some things there.
Yeah, I sure can. Yeah, so that's pretty fun.
Super cool. There's like a ton of different breeds, and then you have to decide if you want a rooster or not. There's just a lot.
They're not. They are not getting a rooster. I don't think they're allowed.
Oh, because, yeah, that makes sense.
City limits, yeah.
Yeah.
But they're getting 3 chickens.
Cool.
Yeah. They're just a little bit worried about cats.
Like eating the eggs? Or
feral cats in the area. No, killing the chickens.
I mean, isn't that... Okay, so isn't that why you get a duck?
To honk it away? I don't know.
I know, I'm serious. I think so. Because I don't understand why people have ducks aside from getting duck eggs. But like most people have like a couple ducks amongst their chickens. And I think it's for protection.
Interesting.
But I could be totally wrong. I have a lot of homesteader people that might be listening to this. So please comment on our Instagram and let us know if I know what I'm talking about, because I've watched so many YouTube videos, or if I'm obviously not a farmer in any way, and I certainly can't have chickens on the military base. So
that would be cool if that's, I mean, if that's all they have to do, why not?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, they have a lot of decisions.
May have to get two ducks so they're not lonely. I'm serious.
They're gonna have five animals walking around in the backyard.
Yeah, so they're gonna let them like free range sometimes, or are they just
Yes. So is when they're out there, they will let them free range, and then obviously when they're not, they'll put them back in the coop.
Mm-hmm.
But there's like movable coops. There's
The chicken tractors.
Yeah, tractors is what they're called. Why do you know this?
I watch a lot of YouTube videos on homesteading.
Oh my gosh. That's hilarious. Yes. But I don't think they're going to do the tractor.
Yeah, I mean, they have like nice lawn. It's not like they're trying. The tractor is kind of good if you're like looking to till up certain land and like you wanted to use it for your garden.
Yeah. And they have to like make a perch and make a poop thing, and apparently chickens like to eat scraps.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom was talking about us saving our scraps because of Victor. But they can't eat avocados. And I don't know. They were reading all these things about it. It's pretty cool.
Basically anything you would compost.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Do your parents compost?
Yep.
I figured.
They have a huge compost.
Do they just have a big pile?
Yeah. It's like a big square that my dad built, but it's probably like 3 feet high.
That's cool.
And then they just dig from the bottom.
Yeah.
Like they have I don't know how they have it all set up, but they just get but they also need to get manure for their garden this year. So yeah, I don't know. It's fun.
They had, so Milo's only had mushroom compost, but one of my other friends that's up north they had cow compost at Lowe's.
Oh, interesting. I'll have to let her know.
Yeah, it was organic.
Or mom, if you're listening, there you go.
It was organic too. Of course, it's pretty hard down here to find organic stuff. I don't understand, but I don't know if there's just less demand or what.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, my compost I used was not organic. I couldn't find anything organic, and I didn't have big enough bed for me to like go to somewhere and haul it in a truck loose. Like, it was not worth it. So
right.
So anyways, the garden woes this year. Are you going to be building raised beds this year?
Yes.
Maybe.
Yeah, no, we are for sure. I just have to figure out what I'm gonna do with it.
Yeah,
I think I might make them movable,
like on risers, like
yes,
like tall.
Yes, tall, and that way we can pick it up and move it based on the sun, because we really don't have that much sun in our backyard.
Yeah,
because of the tree coverage. So I want to make sure that it can get morning sun mostly, and then some afternoon sun. So I don't know. We'll see how that goes.
You going to put it on wheels?
Put some casters on it, yeah.
Ginormous casters. Josh just bought like way too many really expensive casters for all this stuff in the garage. He is finally building his dream workbench. He hasn't
hit
the workbench part yet, but he took apart his current workbench and built little stations for all of the large, like the planer and the whatever saw, and I don't know the name of any of these things. But he like put these dinky wheels on them, and like the one broke, and I'm like, Josh, these like heavy equipment, I don't want you using them on like these. It was like wheels from, I think, like furniture that we had at one point, like, you know, like little black things. So he ordered these wheels off Amazon, and so expensive, but they are much nicer, and I feel safer with that, so that's better.
Well, that's good, and I'm sure it makes it easier to move all of his things too.
Yes, but I think his workbench is going to be pretty cool. He he actually paid for some online plans. So
the real fancy. Deal. Yeah, nice.
And I don't know. But he is going this week. He has to rent a U-Haul in order to get all of the materials for it.
Oh, man. I wish we were down there to help you.
Yeah, we need a truck.
Yeah, that stinks. We don't really
trust people.
No. That stinks, though.
Yeah. But I'm pretty sure if you just rent the U-Haul truck, it's $20 plus like some mileage.
That's it?
For just like one day and not overnight. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's not bad.
No, no. So hopefully he can do that. And then I'm going out of town next week.
Yay.
So he can do all that. Maybe when I get back, he'll have a new workbench. Probably
that's
not.
That's exciting. But. Probably not, but it's still exciting. Yeah. Awesome. Well, good. All right. So let's talk about our past challenges.
Yes. So we wanted to do a little review here on how we're doing of all of our old challenges. I have to remember what they were. And we've discussed here several times that my memory is not the greatest, but that's okay. Let's see here. Let's just go in order from most recent. So last week we discussed raising independent kids and we challenged you to just let your kid do something that you would normally just do for them. Did you actively try to do anything like that?
Yes. Victor has been trying to get his socks on by himself.
Mm.
And he still cannot do it.
No.
But normally I would just grab them from him and put it on and then be done with it. And the other day I let him sit there for, I don't know how long it was, a few minutes. And he actively tried to get his socks on by himself. He failed, but that's okay. He was still trying.
Yeah. It's been on my list for so long to get Jack a pair of large slippers that he could put on in the house and like learn how to put on the shoes himself. I just haven't really found anything yet. And now it's summer, so I guess that's probably not going to happen either. It's hot here, but I think he would really enjoy doing that because he tries to put on my slippers all the time, but I think that's a little bit of a hazard.
Yeah, Victor had Vic's like slip-on sandal on the other day, and then today one of his aunts bought him Crocs. And today he got one of the Crocs on by himself.
Nice.
So, but then he was frustrated because he couldn't get the other one on.
Yeah.
But he still got it on. It was good. He was so proud of himself. But those are easy. And he wears them around the house because they're just plastic. Right. Rubber. I don't know. One of those two.
Maybe that's what I'll get, Jack.
Yeah, there you go.
A slipper, but it's not too hot.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, and super easy, lightweight. Yeah.
Because he has a pair of sandals, but they have to be Velcroed on, which that's not going to happen right now. We're not there.
Yeah, no. Yep. I mean, he can't put them into four-wheel drive, but he can at least slip his feet into them.
Oh, my. This week, I let Jack do the dishes more often than I would have had I not been thinking about it. It's just been so difficult because he's getting a little bit rougher and all of our dishes are glass. All of them. Every single thing, including his bottles. And we did have a bottle casualty this week, but that's because I didn't realize that he threw one on the ground in the car and then I opened the door. And when I opened the door, it rolled out and just shattered.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So I bought one plastic bottle for trips. I just have a weird thing about heating plastic, but when I'm on trips, I'm not heating it up wherever we are anyway. I just give it to him cold and he's kind of fine with that. So plastic it is for that.
There you go.
But
yeah, I also don't like to heat things up in plastic.
Yeah.
So we always had glass bottles also, but that's sad that it.
I know one. Also people, I know I'm not supposed to still be getting my son bottles. But one bottle at a time. Okay.
It's fine.
This new one that I bought, actually, I bought on purpose because it has both a sippy top and a bottle top. And he'll drink the sippy top just fine. He probably would drink all of his bottles from a sippy top, but he even if they say they're spill-proof, they are not.
Like, never. Kid,
whenever it's milk, he shakes it like he's shaking a bottle of champagne to explode. And
I like his style.
That's why I went with this. So we'll see. But I did let him do the dishes. Oh, and this week, Josh was doing the dishes and broke a bowl while doing the dishes in the sink. So,
oh, no.
That's why I get nervous with the whole dish thing.
Oh, man. That's not good.
Two unopened sets from our wedding. We kept two completely in the boxes, never opened. They're in our garage. I don't need them yet, but if we ever come to the point where we're running lower, then I can
open. Where did you learn that trick from?
We just got, I think we actually got four extra sets than we had registered for, but we just got so many extra sets. And I was like, I don't want to return these. Let's just do this.
And so sweet. That was smart.
Yeah. Well, like we never even opened them up until we had moved, I don't think, because all of our wedding stuff went into storage. And then we moved to Alabama the first time.
Yeah.
So. That's what we did, but that's good because now I have, I mean, I think they still sell that set anyway, but just in case.
Yeah, for sure. Nice.
Yeah. All right. What was the challenge 2 weeks ago? Let's see here. Looking back, it was fashion advice. So we were supposed to get into that spring fashion, do something a little out of the ordinary or more colorful. Have you done any of that?
I didn't do anything more colorful, but I did wear my rain boots for the first time this weekend. And I've never worn rain boots because they're just not really me, but I really enjoyed them.
Good.
Yeah. So was I guess.
Muddy or rainy, or did you just wearing them?
It was like dirty, dusty dirt because we were on a farm.
Mm-hmm.
So no, it wasn't really muddy, but it was like, dirt.
Yeah,
we were just walking on dirt, and so I wore them, and now they look really cool because they're all dirty.
wore a dress this weekend.
I saw that.
Yeah, I don't normally wear dresses unless I'm pregnant, but you couldn't really tell that I was pregnant. But which was good because we went down to Florida, so it was warm, and wore a dress, but I still, it's spaghetti strap, and I didn't feel comfortable with the spaghetti strap, so I wore like a shirt over it and tied it.
Well, it looked really cute.
That sounds really ugly the way I just described that, but it was cute. I don't know why the spaghetti strap. So because I haven't been wearing, this is probably TMI to a lot of people. My dad listens to this too. Hi, Dad. I've been mostly wearing sports bras and like loose, non-tight, like just non-restrictive sports bras. So then when I wear a strapless something, I have to wear a strapless regular bra because I don't have a strapless sports bra, which apparently I need, I guess.
They don't make strapless sports bras.
Like a bandeau. Do they still make those?
That was a thing for a while, maybe.
But I don't know if it's still a thing. But I just felt really uncomfortable. Like I tried it for a while, like in the house, and I was like, I just can't do this. I just look weird. So
I'm sure you didn't, but and hey, I felt like still wore a dress.
I felt like my arm fat was like hanging out the sides, which it wasn't really, but like, I don't know if that's just like, as you get older, just things aren't as tight as they used to be.
Yep.
So I don't know. Maybe it was like my armpits. I don't want people to see my armpits. I'm not really sure. All right. The week before that was homesteading. So making things from scratch that we don't normally make from scratch, or making a sustainable swap. Have you done anything new in that department?
I haven't, but this weekend we used Bisquick for our pancakes.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't use Bisquick. I make my batter from scratch.
Right.
So I feel like, although it's not anything new, it's still something that I do. Yep. And I choose to do it so that I'm not buying store-bought pancake mix.
Yeah,
because I make pancakes on the weekend, so like one either Saturday or Sunday I make pancakes for
we
us.
Do that too. We do our sourdough pancakes though. Maybe when I come to visit Ohio, I'll make a sourdough starter.
Oh yeah, that sounds good.
It's really easy. My mom bought all this stuff, of course, to make bread, so I have to teach her how to make bread.
Awesome, that's exciting.
Yes. I haven't really done anything new in this department. In fact, because I've been feeling so very first trimester-y, I bought a lot of prepackaged things this week. And every single time I ate one of them, my stomach hurt so bad.
Yeah, it's crazy what your body will do when it doesn't recognize the food that you're eating.
Like, I didn't think it would make that big of a difference, but I like, it's bad. I'm having a bad situation.
Oh, I know bad situations. We got home yesterday. We had Burger King for the first time in like, I don't know when. Mm-hmm. And I'll just leave it at that. It was bad.
I've done that recently as well because I've been like really struggling with lunch because like making lunch and dinner like and not feeling good. I'm like, I need to not make both of these things. So there is a Burger King on post. There's Burger King on every post. And there's not much else. So Josh has brought that home. And yeah, I regret it every time. So anyways, the week before that, rituals for self-care. I think we just said that we wanted to add in self-care to our regular routine, which I think I've been reversing. Normally, I think I before did more self-care than I've been doing lately.
I think I'm right along that lines. Although I have been shaving my legs more. Does that count?
I want to say something, but I think it's not going to be able to be on air. I can't say it.
I know what you're thinking, though.
We aren't going to talk about TMI on this podcast. Well, we'll do a little TMI, but not that much TMI. Okay, the week before, airing out our dirty laundry. So we were talking about following the good housekeeping guidelines of all the different things that we clean and we're supposed to clean. And I don't really remember what the challenge was. I guess just to clean something that we don't normally do? Or was it to not feel bad about not cleaning things?
I'm not sure. I don't remember exactly which one we said, but I do know that I've been cleaning my floors way more often than I ever did.
That's great.
Yeah. And I think it's just because it's like the top of my mind because we talk about it so often.
Do you want to air out some more dirty laundry? Because I still haven't mopped my floors since that episode aired on February 9th. I don't know what's, and it's literally getting to the point where it's so bad. I don't know how to do it when the baby's awake because I can't use an actual mop while he's awake because he would literally just dump the whole bucket on the floor. Like, definitely, hands down. And then when he's sleeping, the dog chases the freaking mop. So I can put her outside. I'm just using too many excuses, but it feels impossible. And I told Josh that we were definitely going to do it this weekend, and we didn't.
Well, you had a relaxing, mostly, weekend, so.
Yeah, sure.
It's fine.
It was kind of relaxing. Not really. I felt so sick on Sunday. My poor husband edited my whole video for me, and I hate when he does that. I don't want him to have to do my work for me, but he totally edited the whole video.
But he's so good at it, and he likes to help you.
I know. He's a nice husband. But I just don't want to put my to-do list on his to-do list.
Yes, understandable.
All right, the episode before that, solidarity, sister. This week, we challenge you to reach out in solidarity to another homemaker, whether you need help or provide your new unique talents to someone in need.
I need to be better at this.
Same. I don't know. I don't talk to people in real life, and I haven't been as active on social media because I've been a vegetable. So I have definitely not been doing this.
Yeah. I just don't think about it as often, I guess. I'm too consumed in my own world, unfortunately. It's pretty easy to do, I feel like, in this part of motherhood or just motherhood in general. You get so caught up in your own life and what's going on and what you're going to feed the kid next and what your husband's eating and when the last time was that you cleaned your floors, that you kind of like zone out and you forget about the rest of the world.
Yeah, I felt bad today. I knew my mom had a doctor's appointment and I totally forgot to ask her how it was. Should have done that.
Yeah.
I feel like Josh's parents are really good at this specifically. They like to, they're very interested in other people's lives and reaching out and asking how they can, they've like literally asked me before, like, is there anything we can do for you right now? Just like out of the blue. I'm like,
aww.
Yeah, so they're very good at that kind of thing. And I'm not very touchy-feely, so sometimes it's a little touchy-feely for me. But they are the sweetest.
So sweet. So, that's very nice.
Yeah, I think that's also why I'm bad at that, because I don't think that I like when people reach out to me. So that's why I feel like I'm a burden or weird or something if I reach out to other people.
Yeah.
But like, I know that other people would like that, but I don't like the attention. I don't know how to describe that.
Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying. But it can never hurt.
Right. That's true.
So even if like I was annoying, it's all like, you know, the intention behind it. Like, oh, I've asked you every single day for the last 4 weeks how you're. Well, I didn't ask you today or the weekend, but that's because I didn't have service. But well,
see, then you have been doing a good job at this task.
But it's you. It's nobody new. So I like, it might be annoying to you because you tell me most of the time, man, I'm not very good. And it might be just like reminding yourself that you're not feeling very good, but it'll get better. And I'm just waiting for the day when you're like, I feel so good.
Yeah. It's like every other day right now. So like before it was every day that I was feeling terrible. And now I feel like today I was pretty okay. I'm tired, but I don't feel sick. I woke up feeling sick, but then I swear cereal is magic. On the days when I start my day with cereal and then I have a cereal snack before bed, which I don't know this, like I actually wasn't eating cereal at all before I was pregnant, which old me used to eat so much cereal. But anyway, I wake up less sick. But last night I didn't eat cereal before bed and I woke up sick.
Mm.
So I guess I better eat a bowl of cereal before bed tonight.
Yeah, definitely. That means that I should probably eat some chocolate chip cookies.
Definitely. Obviously.
I should message Vic to turn on the oven.
Do you have some break and bakes?
Yes.
That's good.
They're so good. I like warm cookies.
Me too. But I have a hard time not eating all the cookie dough too.
I never eat the cookie dough.
I guess with break and bakes, it's not as tempting as like if you make the cookie dough.
Yeah. I don't eat the cookie dough when I make it either.
Oh, I do. I really like it.
Aren't you afraid of the flour?
No. I mean, usually I'm not pregnant, but I've never gotten sick from it before. And I've been doing it since I was a small child.
Yeah, I'm sure you're fine. But it's still always in the back of my mind.
Yeah.
I have eaten it, don't get me wrong, but not like in the last 10 years.
I've given it to my child already. It's probably fine. All right.
They make the edible kind now.
Yeah. That's not as fun.
No.
I mean, probably I'm sure the edible kind is the same that's in the ice cream, right?
Yes.
Which that's good, but I like plain ice cream. I don't like a bunch of stuff in my ice cream. I mean, I do, but I prefer it just boring.
I really like custard.
I don't think I do. I think I like a scoop of ice cream.
I don't like hard ice cream.
I don't think I've had ice cream in at least a year. Like, I can't remember the last time I had ice cream.
Oh, we have. Because we really like Strickland's up here. And they have different flavors every day.
There's not a neighborhood ice cream place here. There's Dairy Queen.
Oh, see, I wouldn't either then.
Not that I could think of. I mean, I'm sure there is one, but not that I know of.
Yeah.
There's a neighborhood, like a, it's called Milky Moo's, but it's not like a drive-up place. Like, not that that's a drive-up, but like it's in like a plaza, then you have to park and go, I don't know, go in.
Yeah.
Not like you order outside. I don't know. Just not the same.
Not like the places up here?
No.
Although, yeah, I just really like Strickland's. Like, really like Strickland's. When I was pregnant with Victor, we ate ice cream a lot. Especially towards the end.
No, it was summer.
Yeah, it was like summer.
I'm guessing you'll probably do that again once it's a little warmer out.
Yeah, and I'll never forget the day before we had Victor, we were at Strickland's. We got mint chocolate chip ice cream. And then the next day we had Victor.
Your little mint chocolate chip.
Yep. And this year we did the same thing. The day before his birthday, we went out and got mint chocolate chip ice cream.
That's cute.
Yeah.
I like that tradition.
Yeah, I hope to keep it going.
That sounds fun. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, the episode before this, my husband can read my mind. Did we have a... Oh, yeah, we were supposed to air it all out and tell your spouse something that's been bothering you or weighing on you and let them nag at you a bit back.
Oh.
I have not been doing this. I feel like right now Josh and I are passing ships in the night. Is that the term?
I think so. Yes.
He gets home at like midnight, 12:30. I'm way asleep by then because there's no way. Because I told Amanda already that last week my son decided to get up at 4:30 every day. So I'm not going to wait until midnight to go to bed. And then, yeah, he'll get up. He goes to work out. I take the baby for a walk. He comes back, showers, and then the baby naps. And that's usually when I work. So I'm doing something like on the computer. And then we eat lunch really quick and he goes to work.
Oh, that's rough.
Yeah, I don't like it. He's only on this for a week. But he will, I mean, at some point be back on this again. But,
man. That's good. I thought it was going to be longer than a week.
No, but this one's still. Just a week. It ends next Monday, but I'll be gone Monday. But honestly, it has me really scared for a future deployment. Obviously, he's not deploying as we live here or anything like that. I didn't fare the greatest during the first deployment. I was okay. I don't know. It's going to be really hard. I judged people that moved back home when their husbands were deployed with kids. I was always like, that's ridiculous. It's not worth that. Blah, blah. Now I'm like, yeah, I might be moving up north when my husband deploys with kids because I don't think I can do it.
I wouldn't want you to do it. Like, that just seems.
I'm moving in your basement.
Perfect. That just seems so lonely.
Yeah. Yeah.
And even if you have like other mom friends, it's not the same as your spouse. It's not the same as family.
No. And I mean, almost certainly it's going to be new spouse friends too. It's not like people that you've known your whole life.
Right. Yeah.
So, I mean, I know that it's really beneficial to meet those kind of spouses. And during the last deployment, that's when I got close to all the girls in Hawaii. And that's how I made so many friends there, was actually because of the deployment. I don't think without the deployment, I would have met most of those people because they do
right.
come together. And a lot of them did stay, but some of them left. And the ones that stayed, though, we all were really close. And that was great. But I didn't have kids to take care of then. So it was really good for me, I think, last time. But this time, man, I think I'm going to need some help.
Yeah, for sure. Especially with two kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yep. It has me a little scared. But anyway, So I have not been communicating with Josh very well, only because we barely ever even talk. And when we are talking, we've been having to take care of things like completely. And he's having to... on the weekends, he doesn't fly at night, but he has to stay up later just to like keep on the schedule. So we aren't going to the bed at the same time. And I always prided myself. I was like, no matter what, we always go to bed together. But now we haven't even been doing that. So it's like,
oh, and that's hard. I don't like it.
No, me neither. So anyways, I don't think that before that we had any challenges. I think that was our first. Oh, hold on. The little things we do each day. Keeping the house running. Oh, we did. That was our first challenge. So this was the week when we launched the weekly challenges for your own dwelling. We challenge you to do one new thing that has either been weighing on your mind or that can be incorporated into your regular routine to set yourself up for success. I think this is where your darn floor thing started, actually.
It is. And I've cleaned my floors a lot since then.
That was January 19th. I don't remember what I said I was going to do.
I don't either. I really don't.
No. But it really does remind me that I think that I need to create a cleaning schedule. I know some people say it just like doesn't work for them, but I don't know. With the mopping and the like bathroom cleaning, I think I need a schedule because.
I agree. And like we talked about back then, like the more it's on your mind, like the more you see it,
mm-hmm.
the more you're going to do it. And it makes you feel so much better once it's done.
So much better. Right now, I feel like my house is honestly just, oof, it's rough. I still have to clean up all the toys this evening. I still have Duplos to clean up, but I don't even know if it's worth it. It's literally the loudest thing to clean up. There's no quiet way to put them together.
Nope.
So that definitely has me thinking maybe a routine would help my situation a little bit. I do feel like this episode has been a lot of Brittany complaining, as most episodes are.
No, but hey, we just found a solution. We don't really find solutions very often on our episodes, and it's routine. Right?
Yes. I think routine is key. And routine not only helps me, but I know for certain that it helps my toddler.
Definitely.
Big time. I think a routine would also help my husband because then he would just know, oh, it's Saturday. This is the day that we mop the floor. Like yes. Something like that. Or honestly, if he could just take them for an extra walk on Saturday or Sunday, then I could mop the floor when they're out.
Right.
That'd be the easiest for everybody.
For sure.
Our house is tiny. It's going to take me like 15 minutes to mop the floor.
That's same with ours. And the more I do it, the better and quicker I get at it also.
Yeah. My first time it's going to need a little extra loving. But then after that, definitely it will be quicker.
Yes, for sure.
I like that. Well, thanks everybody for listening today to us ramble and talk about the challenges of last week. As always, if you are interested in any topics, if you want to dive deeper into any of the topics we've discussed, please let us know on Instagram. We would love to hear what you want to hear. And until next time, cheers.
Cheers.